Some days, it's kind of hard to hope for a better future. Maybe it's drudgery, maybe it's adversity, but a brighter future? You know, when you do the same thing over and over again, some repetitive task, you end up doing it mechanically, almost without thinking. It's as though you're off in some trance. That's how many people live their lives. We stop thinking about it. We just do it. We do life, numb to what's going on, asleep to the reality, until something jolts us out of that stupor. My intention today is to do just that. Israel had been in captivity as slaves in Babylon for 70 years. It was a punishment from God because they'd gone astray so many times that he finally had to deal with them. 70 years in slavery is a long time, almost three generations. But God was about to do something new. God was about to restore Israel, to return them to Jerusalem, for them to start over afresh in the promised land. Problem is, they're not listening. They can't listen. They're slaves in Babylon, doing the same thing over and over again, numb to what God is up to, asleep to the reality of the blessing about to fall on them. So he sends the prophet Isaiah to them with a wake-up call. Isaiah chapter 51, verses 17 and 22. Wake up! Wake up, Jerusalem! Get up! The Lord was very angry with you, so you were punished. It was like a cup of poison you had to drink, and you drank it all. Your God will fight for his people. The Lord says to you, look, I am taking this cup of poison away from you. I am taking my anger away from you. You will not be punished by my anger again. What's God saying to you today? Well, I think the very same thing. Wake up! What are you thinking? Life isn't just some monotonous, boring drudgery. God put you on this earth with an amazing plan in mind. Something stupendous. Perhaps you feel a little bit like an Israelite in Babylon, a slave with no hope. But today, God is sending you a wake-up call. Today, God wants you to open your eyes to the good things he's about to do. Wake up, will you? Just wake up. That's God's word, fresh for you today.